As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be here today with you guys. Saturday afternoon, man, we've had some gorgeous weather this week. It's been a little bit chilly. It's been a little bit frozen in the mornings. I tell you what, this last week I've had two broken water lines out at my farm, so that's always a pain in the butt to deal with. But I'm so happy that the fog seems to finally be gone. We were just the last couple weeks we've just been stricken with this fog here in the valley that it made you feel like you were at the coast, and it just, you know, in my area anyway, you know, out around the Dallas area, it just sat there all day long. It never lifted, never got better. And it was just damp and cold and nasty, and you couldn't see. And so the last two or three days, we've had beautiful sunshine, no fog, and it makes dealing with the cold a little bit easier. So still be careful out there on those mornings, you know, when you're up early heading to work or wherever it is you go. Some of the roads can still be slippery, but gosh, the sunshine's been beautiful. This time of the year, sometimes I forget to put my sunglasses in the vehicle, and when I take those long drives on a day like we've had the last few days, that sun is just bright, but we'll take it. We'll absolutely take it. So anyway, hope you guys had a great week. So much going on in the news. It's hard to keep up with. There's a lot of things going on with the COVID stuff, a lot of things going on with our borders. If you haven't been paying attention, our borders are just still being overran, despite the Supreme Court saying that, you know, they had to uphold Trump's policy and the people coming across the border had to be held in Mexico. The Biden administration is not listening to any of that. In fact, let's just call it like it is. The Biden administration is guilty of breaking many laws, but they should be charged for human trafficking, because that's what's happening at our borders right now. It should make every single American citizen ticked off. I don't care what side of the fence you're on, you know, in regards to your party affiliation. If you're a citizen of this country, you should be ticked off by what's happening, because it is not only it's a violation of our own laws, but it's endangering you. It's making it so we are less safe here in this country because we are not vetting these people that are coming across the border by the thousands and thousands. We don't know how many of them are terrorist members. We know some of them are. We have caught some of them. We've caught a lot of weapons recently and a lot of ammunition recently that's been smuggled across the border. But there's a lot that we're not catching. And there's a lot of these people that are coming in that are affiliated with these terror organizations. Al-Qaeda, ISIS. I'm telling you what, my friends. It's almost like it's intentional. You know, for so long, we just thought he was stupid. For so long, we thought they were stupid, right? That administration, that party. But now it's just blatantly intentional. They're honestly seeking to destroy this republic. They see these people coming across as people that are going to help them destroy this republic, force us into one of those isms, socialism, communism, fascism. Take your pick, because they're going to break our system. They're going to break us financially. We're going to have so many people that are on the take from the government that we can't avoid what happens next. It's almost irreversible. That's what's scary when you look at what's going on in this country and just what our financial state is, what our economy is doing, what inflation is doing. it's almost irreversible what comes next. I don't know if we can recover from it. And I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I'm just telling you, we got a fight on our hands, my friends. And so you get all these hundreds of thousands of people coming across the border. Not only is it making us unsafe, and by God, we should be able to protect our borders. We should have a fence. Did you hear Biden's guy talking about Ukraine? And they were asking him, why is this important? Why is it important to defend Ukraine against Russia? Why should we care? And his answer was, well, every citizen should care and understand the sovereignty of that nation, and that border security needs to be upheld and their laws need to be upheld. And I'm thinking, do you hear yourself? You're saying that Ukraine has the right to defend themselves and they have the right to protect their borders. Look at what's going on in this country. The same administration has turned their back on our borders. In fact, they've actively worked hard to destroy our borders and just let anybody in. So the hypocrisy is blaring, which that should not surprise you with these guys, right? We know they're a bunch of hypocrites. But we got all these people coming in. We got all these bad guys coming in. We got, you know, they've locked us down for 2 years because God forbid we might get COVID. God forbid we might spread COVID. We know that their science is a bunch of BS, right? The truth has come out on that. If you're still following Dr. Fauci, you're a moron. I think I said that the last show. I don't apologize. If you're still listening to this guy that should have been fired long ago and should be jailed, this guy is guilty of killing millions of people around the world. You want to listen to the guy, Dr. Fauci? You want to listen to the guy about risk when it was he and his cohorts that manipulated this virus and turned it into what it is and then released it? The proof is there. The evidence is there. The truth came out. If you want to know the truth, it's there. We're going to let Fauci, the guy that made this virus, and not just this virus, the guy that has manipulated several viruses, making them more dangerous, making them more transmittable, and then they handled it irresponsibly. You should question why they're doing that in the first place, and what they did was illegal. The way they funneled the money to fund these projects was illegal. Okay, that's number one. Number two, why are they doing it in the first place? Did we need to create a more deadly virus? That doesn't make any sense. And then they did all that. They did all that. And then they irresponsibly handled it. And they let it out of the lab. They unleashed this on the world. Why aren't they in jail? They are responsible for all this. But yet the same guy that is the one directly responsible for this happening is the guy that you want to sit there and listen to about the risks of going out of your house without a mask on, or the risks of not getting a vaccine? Absolutely ridiculous. Like I said, he should have been fired and locked up in jail a long time ago. It's a crime that he's not in jail right now. The things that he has done to this country, the things he's done to the people around the world, far exceeds the atrocities that happened in the Holocaust. When you think about it, as in the terms of the deaths, how many people have died, and the worldwide impact. Now, don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. I'm not downplaying the Holocaust. That was awful. We will not forget the 6 million plus people that went through that atrocity. If you've been listening to my show for the last 3 years, you know how I feel about that. But I'm just saying that the deaths that Dr. Fauci is responsible for far exceed that number when you think about it. Why isn't he held accountable? Why isn't the entire world holding him and his little group of mad scientists accountable for what they did to everybody? And we're supposed to listen to him on the risks? It's unbelievable. Yet they'll let the borders be open, and they'll bring all these people that they're not vetting. not vaccinated, and they're busing them all over the country, a free bus pass or a free plane ticket to go into your community and possibly spread whatever they're bringing over, and not know are they terrorist or not. They don't care about those risks, but they care about you leaving your house without a mask or kids being able to sit in school in a classroom without a mask. They care about trying to shove this vaccine down your throat 24/7. They care about you getting the 13th millionth booster because none of the vaccines up until that time worked. So you got to get one more. Oh, sorry, that doesn't work. Come back in another 2 or 3 weeks. We'll have another one for you. We are guinea pigs. Meanwhile, my friends, the truth on these vaccines is coming out too. Again, if you choose to listen to it, if you choose to have an open mind, do your own research. Don't pay attention to Fauci. Don't pay attention to the U.S. government. Don't pay attention to mainstream media. But go out, use your own head. Listen to other doctors. Listen to other scientists. The truth on these vaccinations is coming out. I always said I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but the way they rolled out this vaccine scares me. And we don't know enough about it. We don't know what these long-term side effects are going to be. We don't know that the impact that it's going to have on our society, and we can't say that it's safe. And that's been my beef with this vaccine. Now they've been pushing this vaccine for over a year, and it hasn't even helped. It didn't help to stop COVID. It didn't annihilate COVID the way they told us it was going to. It didn't keep you from getting COVID. It didn't keep you out of the hospital. It didn't keep you from spreading COVID. It didn't make it so you couldn't wear a mask. There was no reason at all to get the vaccine. But now there's new studies. Now that we've had the vaccine for over a year, there's some serious issues with data that's being gathered. Now, I don't have to talk to you about the science. I can tell you that scientists and doctors are coming forward with this data. And this is what it says. These are military doctors that have come forward with data showing dramatic increases last year in medical issues that include myocarditis, cancer, Bell's palsy, and infertility. This article says, this is off the Todd Starnes show. And it says, the bombshell information from the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database came to light during a five-hour panel discussion titled COVID-19 Second Opinion. And it was hosted by Senator Ron Johnson, and it was on Monday. And it says, our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes even possibly killed. This is Ohio Attorney Thomas Renz, who is representing the Department of Defense whistleblowers and clients suing against these COVID mandates. Now, this information came out this week on Monday, and this is verifiable information. It's data that they can't deny. In fact, Dr. Fauci was asked directly about this data, and he couldn't deny that it existed, but he just said it's a coincidence. I'm going to give you the numbers, and you tell me how much of a coincidence you think this is. Okay. But at the same time this comes out, our Navy, this week, my friends, our Navy began the process of kicking people out that weren't vaccinated. So we're getting ready to go to war, my friends. I don't know if you've paid attention to what's going on in the world right now. We're getting ready to deploy troops. We're getting ready to go to possibly what could turn in, and I'm not exaggerating, this could turn into World War III. Okay. Our military is not ready as is. If we go head-to-head with Russia or China, we're in trouble right now. But instead of preparing for war, instead of preparing our troops, instead of preparing our Navy, they're busy kicking out people because they don't have a vaccine that doesn't work anyway. And now they have data that proves if you got this vaccine, you're at risk for a lot of other more dangerous health conditions than COVID. So this Renz lawyer, he said that three military doctors, Samuel Sigaloff, Peter Chambers, and Teresa Long, came out and revealed the sudden rises in the side effects from the vaccines in 2021. Stick with me. We'll talk more about that. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Hope you guys had a great week. Hope you enjoyed the sunshine. I think we got rain on the horizon, my friends, so brace yourself. We still need that rain, though. We still need that rain. I'm not going to complain, but I am enjoying this little break that we've gotten. It's allowed me to catch up on some things around the farm. Remember, my friends, that you can always find me. You can reach out to me and send me an email at mickey@kslm.news. That's M-I-C-K-Y at kslm.news. If you're wondering what's going on, why my Facebook page has not been updated, I'm in jail again. I apologize to you guys for not being able to communicate on Facebook and keep that Patriot Uprising Radio page up to date with my most recent recordings and such. But the Zuckerberg, he got me. He got me again. Why? Well, I shared a little post about how I was watching Braveheart and how I thought it would be wise for us patriots here in the United States to pay attention to Braveheart and what that message was all about. And what it is to be a patriot and want to fight for your culture and your heritage and your country. And there's going to be a time that we need to stand up and do that soon, sooner than later, I believe. Anyway, that was against Facebook's policy. You know, I was promoting violence and things like that. So they kicked me off again for, you know, I think I got like another 2 weeks that I'm banned. So we'll see. That's why I've been missing, though. But don't be afraid to send me an email, my friends. Send me an email at Mickey, M-I-C-K-Y, at kslm.news, and I enjoy reading those emails. Before the break, we were just talking about, we were talking about a lot of things, but I was telling you this new research and this data that came out that a lot of our military doctors put together. They studied the effects of vaccinated military personnel over the last year. And it is alarming what they are saying. And they did a hearing on Monday in the Senate. And under oath, sworn testimony, they presented their data. And the CDC and the military, they couldn't even deny it. They said it was accurate. But Dr. Fauci, when asked about it, said, well, it's just a coincidence. But you tell me if some of these numbers are a coincidence. So they said, this is alarming, there's about a 300% increase in miscarriages compared to the five-year average in the military personnel. And he also said this is vaccinated people, vaccinated military personnel in the last year since their vaccination, my friends. They've had a 269% increase in myocardial infarctions. 269. In Bell's palsy, they had a 291% increase. In congenital malformations for children of military personnel, they had a 156% increase. Female infertility. Get this. Female infertility. 471% increase. Pulmonary embolisms, 467% increase. Now, the personnel that did not have the vaccinations did not have these increases. They say it is our professional opinion that the major increases, incidences of the above discussed incidences of miscarriages, cancers, and disease were due to COVID-19 vaccinations. And this is a sworn declaration. My friends, this is a very, very specific test group. These are accurate numbers. There's no fudging. And they're not even, the thing about this, my friends, they're not even talking about the science. They're not arguing, you know, about COVID and how deadly COVID is or not. They're not talking about the science behind the vaccination. They're just giving you raw data saying of these military personnel that were vaccinated over this last year, this is what's happened to them. This is the increase in other health conditions of the vaccinated personnel. Alarming. Staggering. Mainstream media is not going to talk about this. Fauci is not going to talk about this. The Biden administration is not going to talk about this. I guarantee you they're going to try to sweep this data, this information underneath the rug. But if that's happening in such a tight test group like the military, vaccinated military personnel, think of what's happened around the world. Think of how many U.S. citizens that got the vaccination are having similar side effects or even death. Think about all the people in Hollywood, all the famous people, whether it's the athletes or the actors, the movie stars, that suddenly have passed away. The athletes that are collapsing on the field, holding their chest because now they're young, healthy athletes that have never had a health condition at all, and they've got the vaccination, and now they're having a heart attack or heart palpitations on the field. Think about all these actors just over the last 3 or 4 months that have just, why did they decide just now is the time to go? That's weird. They passed away just for no reason. We were told they died of natural causes, right? But they had a common denominator. They all recently got a booster shot before they passed away. I'm telling you, my friends, I'm not saying don't get the shot. That's your choice. I think that's what we've been saying from the very get-go. We're not anti-vaccine. We're not tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. But what I am saying is you shouldn't force anything on me, and I won't force anything on you. The government should not force anybody to get these vaccines. That's not what we do here in this country. And you know what? We all should have the choice over our own medical conditions. Talk with your doctor. Make your own decision based on what your health is, what your needs are. And the vaccine, everybody should look at this vaccine and be a little bit skeptical now, because guess what? We know more now. We know more about it. There's data that can back up our concerns. And so now we should be questioning, is this vaccine safe? Stick with me. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here with more Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris. We were just talking about the new information that is starting to come out about the vaccines and whether or not they cause other side effects that are more detrimental to your health than COVID-19. Now, it's no secret. You know that I think that we've handled this COVID wrong from the get-go. I think it's the biggest crime that's ever happened against our citizens in this country and around the world. I think locking us down was a mistake. I think these mandates are unconstitutional and detrimental to the entire country. But the biggest group that's going to be severely harmed by this for many years is the children that are going through this. Forcing them to wear these face diapers and not interact the way they normally would, and just taking their childhood away from them in a lot of cases the way we did. It's criminal. It's disgusting. It's immoral. I'm done with it. I'm absolutely done with it. I hope you guys are feeling that way. It seems like people across the country, really across the world, are starting to wake up. Look at what's happening in Canada. Look what these truck drivers in Canada are doing. 500,000 people, 500,000 people in trucks protesting these mandates, protesting their government. When are we going to have the backbone to do that here? You know, excuse me. It's sad that we're not the world leaders anymore. The United States used to always be the leader of the free world. Yet if you look how people are rising up in Canada against their government, now their government hasn't buckled yet, but they got to probably make a decision soon because people are done up there. But look at what's going on in Europe. Europe is backing away on all their restrictions, all their mandates. Finland, they're doing away with all their mandates, saying that life is going to go back to normal, that they're never going to 100% beat COVID, but they are going to get on to living how they used to live prior to COVID. They're not pushing the vaccines. They're not pushing the masks. They're not keeping people shut down. They're not keeping people out of schools. Why are we allowing Europe, of all places, to beat us? What has happened to this country? What has happened, my friends? How did we get this leadership or lack of leadership? It's absolutely mind-boggling. The United States should have been first, but you know what? It's too late now, but we still should act. Why are we holding so tight to these mandates? Why are we holding so tight to, we've got to force people to get this vaccine? These blue states that we live in, like Oregon, it's unbelievable that we're allowing them to do the things that we've allowed them to do. We're allowing them to get away with this. Enough is enough, my friends. It's time to take our lives back. Like I said, they said, trust the science, trust the science. We trusted the science. We looked at the science, and you know what? The science is painting a very different picture than what they told us 2 years ago. The science today is telling us that these vaccines aren't helping you. The science today is telling us that these vaccines might be hurting you. The science today is telling us that COVID is not anything to be afraid of and that we can't eradicate it. It's here. It's like the flu. It's like the cold. The science today is telling us that it is more detrimental to shut down our society, keep our kids home, kill our economy, than say enough and go back and live our lives. Live our lives as free men, like Americans should, like patriots should. That's what the science is telling us. They say, follow the science, trust the science. I just told you what the science says. That's a fact. You can look up yourself. Everything I just said is 100% true. All the science points to we need to live. We need to open up our society, open up our economy, open up our businesses, send our children to school. Stop forcing people to wear masks. Stop trying to force people to get a vaccination. The science is on our side. And one day history is going to look at us and history is going to say, what the hell did you guys do? Now, we can decide, are we going to be on the right side of history or the wrong side of history? We can make that choice now. We can stand up now together. We can put a stop to this nonsense right now together. We will not comply. We will not follow your mandates. We will not follow your restrictions. We will not let you jab us. Or we can continue doing what we're doing. And each and every day, this republic's a little bit closer to non-existing. And your freedom is fleet. Your freedom is fleeting. Come on, friends. And why are we following people that have failed us over and over again? Why are we following Kate Brown? What has she done for the state of Oregon? How has she helped you? Do you like the new taxes she's imposed on you? Do you like the unemployment rates? Do you like the homeless problem? You know Oregon, my friends? Oregon is number two in the entire country for meth and heroin use and addiction. Number two. How do you like those Democrat policies now, my friends? Those Democrat policies that decriminalized drugs 2 years ago. thereby increasing the crime because we had more people on drugs. Cops can't do anything to people if they catch them on drugs or even with drugs. We decriminalized these hard drugs, and now we are number two in the entire country for addiction. And guess what we don't have? We don't have good treatment. When you drive down the street, when you're driving through Salem or Portland, and it looks like a garbage dump, and you got all these homeless people down there, and you're wondering what the hell happened, I'll tell you what happened. Democrats happened. Democrat voters happened. Democrat policies happened. Kate Brown happened. That's what happened. It's not a homeless problem. The majority of that is a drug problem. Why do we have a drug problem? Because there's no consequences. Because the Democrats decriminalized the drugs. How do you like those Democrat policies now? They're destroying this state. Everybody should have their eyes wide open right now. Number two in the entire country. That's nothing to pat our backs about. That's nothing to be proud about. It's disgusting, and we've got to fix this mess. It's endangering everybody. It's endangering everything. It's making our cities look like a dump. Our kids can't play in the parks anymore without fear of getting stuck by a needle that's been left on the ground or stepping in somebody's crap. I'm sorry. I'm not meaning to come across like I'm not compassionate to homeless people, but it is a choice. Have you drove past any business recently and not seen a sign on the window that says help wanted, jobs available? Have you seen that they're offering people ridiculous amounts of money to flip burgers? It's not about not being able to get a job, not being able to pick yourself up, get your life back together. These people are making a choice. They're choosing to stay out there on the streets because they get taken care of. If you think they're miserable, you know what? I'm sorry, you're wrong. They're exactly where they want to be. They're exactly where they have chosen to be. And they will continue to choose that lifestyle until we make it hard on them, until we put consequences on them for living like that and putting the rest of us in danger and destroying our cities. Democrat policies, these progressive liberal policies, they do not work, my friends. Look at Portland. Look at LA. Look at Salem. Look at Seattle. Look at what they've turned into. These policies don't work. Everybody should be aware of this. Everybody should have their eyes open to this. It just doesn't make sense why we continue putting the same people in office. We continue electing the same type of people that push the same radical ideology, the same radical progressive policies that is destroying this republic, and we allow them to do it to us over and over again. We've got to stand up. We've got to be willing to fight. We've got to say enough is enough. Every day you turn on the news and it's something else. When are you going to have enough? I'm talking to you, Democrats. The voters that voted against President Trump, that voted to make sure that we had a Democrat-controlled legislation in the state of Oregon, the voters that put Kate Brown into office over and over again, I'm talking to you guys. Nothing you've done has worked. Nothing they have done. These people that you keep putting in power, nothing has worked. And your life has to be affected by now by it. In a negative way. You've got to be feeling it. Are you going to continue to make the same mistake over and over again? Are you going to continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different outcome? Because that, my friends, is the definition of insanity. And I feel like that's where we are in this state right now. That's where we are in this country right now. Half of you guys are absolutely insane. We do have a mental health crisis in this country. We do. And it's the Democrat Party. Stick with me. We'll be right back, friends. More right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and we are having too much fun today. We're on our last segment already. Talked about some pretty heavy stuff, some eye-opening stuff. Hopefully you guys are paying attention. Hopefully you're not taking my word for it, right? You're going out and you're doing your own research, and you're making your own decision, and you're not letting anybody else make these decisions for you. You're doing it on your own free will, and you're doing what's right for you and your health and your family, and damn with anybody else, right? That's what it's about. Medical freedom. The freedom to be an American and have our own rights, have our own liberty to stand up and do what we think is right for us, and stop letting these dictators and totalitarians crack down on us and try to take these freedoms away and try to destroy this republic. It's time to root this tyranny out, this corruption out. Our government is so corrupt right now. There is so much tyranny that's happening right now, my friends. Our country is unrecognizable. And like I said, we're no longer the world leaders. Europe is kicking our butts right now. At least in the sense of standing up for their rights and the government wisening up and doing away with these mandates and policies and the craziness surrounding COVID. What's wrong with the United States? We need to be the leader again. And we've got so much that we need to prepare for. Like I said, we're on the brink of World War III. The Biden administration has made us so vulnerable, incredibly vulnerable. And the big dogs that we should be concerned about, Russia and China, they're chomping at the bit, my friends. They are ready to pounce. We got to be so careful about what we do next, because Russia will fight back. And once this happens, you might think, it's not going to be World War III. We might have a little proxy war going on. But no, my friends, we're not in a position to do this, first of all. Not right now. And like I said, at the time that we need to be ready in our military more than any other time in recent history, our military is too worried about people not having their vaccinations and kicking them out. That's what our military is focused on right now. We don't have good military leadership. God bless our troops. I'm not knocking them. We need to pray for our troops because of the leaders that they have, though. Because the brass at the top is all politicized. They're not war generals. They don't have the best interest of our country at heart. They're there to kiss the butt of the administration and to push this radical progressive agenda. And we are seeing it. We are seeing it. Having transgenders in the military is more important than having well-trained troops that aren't vaccinated. Yeah, we need to be ready to fight, and we're not. Our military needs to be built up and strong, and it's not right now. And here we are, getting ready to go head-to-head with Russia. Meanwhile, China, economically, they are destroying us. And yeah, their military is strong also. And in a moment's notice, they're ready to go head-to-head with us as well. They have a lot more people than we have. They have more aircraft carriers than we have. You could argue that their technology is probably just as good as ours, if not better, in some ways. And they see our weakness. What are they doing because of our weakness? They're starting to mess with Taiwan. They're watching how we're handling Russia and Ukraine, and they're starting to mess with Taiwan. They're thinking that we're busy already, so they can be tougher against Taiwan. And also, we don't scare them. We don't scare them. What are we going to do if they decide to take out Taiwan? It's a reality. This stuff's happening. They've wanted Taiwan forever. If they see an opportunity, they're going to take it. If Russia sees an opportunity to go into Ukraine, it's going to jump. We're not scaring anybody right now because of the leadership we have. Mark my words, none of this would be happening, my friends, if we had President Trump sitting in the White House still. It just wouldn't happen. The leadership we have here, it's frightening for this nation. You got Biden that can't even put two sentences together. He can barely put two words together. The only time you see him is if he's out getting ice cream. If he does happen to do a conversation with the press or an interview or anything like that, he completely botches it up. He doesn't know what he's saying. Or he says something that just makes Russia get a big old smile because they know that he's nobody that they need to be afraid of. Did you guys hear this week? I know you did. You saw that the Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is going to retire. I think there's definitely more to that story. I think he's being pushed out. It's it's pretty telling when the White House announces that he's retiring before he announces he's retiring. The timing's off. Typically, they would not come out like they've done at this time of the year, especially with everything going on. You could argue that, you know, Biden's approval ratings are lower than they've ever been before. The numbers are tanking by the day. There's a lot of media stories going on right now that are not in favor of Biden. And so they needed to shift the news cycle a little bit. They needed to put the spotlight somewhere else. So they basically told, your time's done, Stephen. Justice Breyer, you better send your resignation in. Okay, we're calling in a favor on this one. That's what I think happened. So Breyer's stepping down, which gives Biden the appointment, right? He's going to get to appoint this justice. Now, you can argue it's not going to change anything. Breyer was a crazy liberal. He was on the left. We knew exactly how he was going to vote each and every time. And whoever Biden picks, they might be more extreme. But again, as long as the court's the way it is now, it's not really going to get any worse than it's been for us. The scary thing would be if for some reason Biden could have two or three picks. Okay, so nothing's really going to change. Biden will pick somebody that is much more progressive, much more extreme than Breyer was. But when it gets down to the rulings of the court, nothing's really going to change for us. But here's the deal. When this news came out, Biden says he's going to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court, the first ever black woman in 230 years to be nominated to the Supreme Court. And he's going to find that woman and he's going to put her on the court because it's time, by God. We need to have a black woman on the Supreme Court. To hell with her resume. We don't care if she's qualified or not. We just need her on that court because we need a woman and she's got to be black. So I can say I was the first to do this, and I can pander to that side. Could you imagine if Donald Trump said that? Could you imagine if any Republican said that? I mean, there's not a more racist statement that could be made. And being made by the commander-in-chief, nonetheless, it's mind-boggling. And nobody's pouncing on this. Some of us are. Some of us people on the conservative talk show side. Fox News has covered it a little bit. Newsmax is covering it. But none of your big mainstream places are talking about this. They're not calling out the blatant racism from that comment. No Supreme Court justice should ever be picked based on their race, color, religion, or sex. Not at all. You should never pick a person for a job based on their race, color, religion, or sex. It's wrong. It's immoral. And it doesn't guarantee you're going to get the right person for the job. You need to look at the resume, at the credentials. Are they the most qualified? I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care who you pray to. I don't care what race you are. Are you the most qualified? Are you the best qualified to represent this country, to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States? Are you the most qualified for the job? Race, sex, gender, none of that should matter. And the fact that this president said that, again, once again, they're doing something that in a perfect world, if everything made sense, it would infuriate every single American citizen. Yet he gets a pass. My mind is blown. Thanks for being with me today here, my friends. God bless you guys. Pray for this country. Pray for Donald Trump, the 47th president of the United States. Love you guys. We'll be right back here next week with more Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.